الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وموالاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? Alhamdulillah, welcome back. Jazakumullahu khairan. Let us get started, inshallah ta'ala. My recording is working okay. Let me just do something here. Before I begin, anybody here who is a new registrant or new student, not returning from Steps to Arabic 1, anybody who's a new student here? Nobody. Oh, mashallah. Welcome, Brother Danish. Ahlan, ahlan. Welcome, welcome. This is good to have, you join us, inshallah. I hope you'll be able to keep up with us as we are making our way through this section. Please, feel free to ask for help, inshallah, as you see fit. Okay. I'm going to just get started in a minute here. I'm loading up the Steps to Arabic. The student portal. Let me just load that up and inshallah get started. I hope that inshallah ta'ala this should be I want to show you some of the things that we have planned for this semester, inshallah ta'ala. Let me just load that site and then inshallah we'll get started. Ithnillahi ta'ala. Okay. Where is my pages? Okay. In the morning there was a lot of problems with Zoom for some reason, or my internet. So I hope that we won't have them this time. But in the case that we do, my apologies. I'm gonna have to go in and out to make sure that the connection is correct. In the morning, we had unfortunately quite a bit of time spent doing that. Okay, so this is the current. This is the portal that you have right now. Alhamdulillah, right? This is the link that you have received in your emails about. The course portal that has all the recording, that has all the course materials, everything, inshallah. There we go. I don't know why I'm having a tough time with this mouse today. All right. There, mashallah. Okay. A couple of interesting notes. If I was to go, say, on the user dashboard, what you will see initially is, your name and whatnot. Then you'll see weekly recordings and class notes semester one. That's for semester one. You can click there. And this is for semester two. You can click here for semester two. Okay? You can also click here to access all of the semester one resources, inshallah. Okay? So that is one important note. Just housekeeping, just to make sure everybody is aware of where stuff is going to be. All right? Now, I'm just gonna actually stop the share and start it again because it's just lagging a little bit here. There we go. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Next up, obviously the live class link and the timing is for each group depending on which city you're in. All that is there. Those links are there, inshallah ta'ala. Course materials. The WhatsApp group, brother Danish, you should join, inshallah ta'ala. If you are not already in it, it's just a place for us to ask questions and just to keep in touch. Alhamdulillah. Course syllabus is over here. Let me open this. And then the textbook is over here. Let us open that as well. Okay. Course syllabus. Let me actually open the course syllabus in the Word doc here. I think it might be a little easier. Okay. Okay. I'm just gonna alter something here because I made this mistake last time as well, and I want to make sure that I don't make it again. Okay. All right, alhamdulillah. Email for questions, inquiries. That one is right here. Steps to Arabic@alkothar.org. Specifically, if you'd like to get my reply, please email that one, rz.amr@alkothar.org. Inshallah ta'ala, the other email address is going to be monitored by the TA. And most of the replies will come from her there. Okay? But if you want to speak to me about something, then the email address to reach me at is the rz.amr@alkothar.org. One other thing that's not written here, but we've mentioned on the WhatsApp group, is kindly, you know, do not message the TAs privately. Just keep the questions on, in the group, inshallah ta'ala, or via email. It's not, you know, very nice for them to get flood, like their personal WhatsApp is flooded by, you know, messages and whatnot. Prerequisites, steps one are equivalent. Some of the topics we covered in steps one was knowledge of properties of ism, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, harf jar, nun na'at, simple ism sentences and pronouns. Those are the basic things we like to cover that you should know or you are catching up on as we go through with steps two. Okay, schedule is as follows. Lectures starting obviously today, alhamdulillah, January 9th to March 30th, Mondays and Thursdays. This is 1.5 hours. Group Shams and Group Qamar, the timings are there. Link for both Group Shams and Group Qamar is the same. Okay, this is the same link for both groups. If you'd like to attend one class or the other, you're more than welcome to, you know, switch between classes. We try to, I try my best to keep the content exactly the same in both. But obviously, like sometimes there's one example or two examples more here or there. Generally, though, the content covered is the same. Okay. The tutorials now are going to be starting on the 18th, right? 18th of January, not this Saturday, the Saturday after, inshallah. And they are going to be 1 hour. And this is going to be for Group Shams, 7 to 8 a.m. and Group Qamar, 8 to 9 p.m. Okay, now the tutorial last time, what I was doing was, I was doing the Quran study in the tutorial. I'm actually going to move some of that into the lectures because I think its place is actually in the lectures. The tutorial is going to be more like what our last class was for steps one, where I give you like some Arabic words or some English words and I say translate them into Arabic. Okay, and that is going to be, I think, the format of the tutorials going forward. There is a, you know, unfortunate reality of daylight saving times that will come into place on March 8th. So please keep an eye out on that. The time for the class is always the Eastern time zone, which is the Toronto, New York time zone. Okay. I will remind you before that day, and I'll send you links to make sure you are well aware of what day your session is. Course material is the textbook and the class notes that we're typing here. Important course links are all here. You know, obviously you are here, so you know the class link, the WhatsApp group, and the student portal. Everything is there, alhamdulillah. Technical requirements, again, you already fulfill that because you are in the Zoom session, alhamdulillah. Kahoot is, I would recommend downloading the app, and my recommendation would be to have the Kahoot on a mobile app and maybe the class on a computer. That, in my opinion, is the best setup, but, you know, people do it in whatever way suits them. Course completion requirements, same thing. When you complete the course, there will be a certificate. For steps one, we're still grading the projects, and they are going to be graded until the end of the month because some people have extensions. So after everybody's projects are graded, we will issue the certificates, inshallah. Overview of the course, steps two is a study of fi'il, and advance ism sentences. Just hold on a sec. The Zoom keeps having problems here. I don't know what's happening. Hold on. All right. Finally, alhamdulillah, much better. Okay. Course overview, steps two consists of the study of fi'l and advanced ism sentences. Two important things that will take us quite deep into our study, inshallah. What will be left afterwards is all more advanced things. After steps two, the person looks at the Quran, their ability to understand what's in it, it will be very, very high, inshallah. But not complete, because steps three is still there. Fi'l, past tense, we're going to cover that in two lectures, today, inshallah, and on Monday. Jumla fi'liya, two lectures on next week and the week after. Present tense, commanding tense, and forbidding. And then revisiting families two and four for fi'l. Okay, this is going to be interesting and very nice, because it will tie all these topics together, inshallah ta'ala. Advanced ism sentences, we will review jumla ismiya. We'll spend a couple of weeks reviewing jumla ismiya, actually, to make sure that we are good with it. We review the properties of the ism, and we expand on that. So there's really a whole 6 weeks before we get to that point, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Then we will study the sentences with kana. Very interesting. Kana is a fi'il. Kana comes with a jumla ismiya. It's a bizarre situation. So we will study it after we have studied fi'il and after we have studied our ism sentences. The opposite of kana in like its in a way, it's in its role is inna, and we will study that afterwards. Inna means truly, and it is something that you will see a lot in the Quran. If you read the Quran, it's all over the place. Everyone's favorite surah, Inna Atainakal Kawthar, starts with inna. So that is sentences with inna. We'll spend a couple of lectures doing that. Mabni isms. What are these? These are isms whose status does not change, or rather their tashkil does not change. Their status, you cannot tell if it changes just by their appearance. So we'll spend some time with them, and hadha and alladhi and all of those related words. We'll spend a week doing that. Then we'll spend 2 weeks talking about sentences within sentences. And this is a good way to tie everything together from steps one and steps two. And that will be our last 2 weeks. All right. There is no break here in the middle, because we're having a small break between steps two and steps three. And then again, Ramadan is so close and all that. So the plan is that we have a small break after steps two. Then we start steps three. And then we take a break for Ramadan while, you know, like after a few weeks of steps three, Ramadan begins, we take a break for Ramadan. And then we take a break for Eid as well, because people will be celebrating Eid, mashallah. And then right after that, we come back and finish up everything so that everything is done before the summer and the Hajj, inshallah. That's the plan. So to make that happen, inshallah, we have to kind of squish steps two in a way where there is no break in steps two. But there is a small break between the two to complete the project, to catch up and stuff. Okay. Instructors, me, that's me, the instructor. Again, if you'd like to reach me, please email this email address. That's the one that you know, I will be checking myself, inshallah. Head TA is Sister Solange. You have probably already heard from her, either in the WhatsApp group or in the emails that she responds to. The project emails she's been responding to, mashallah. So she is going to be the one monitoring the steps to Arabic at alkothar.org mailbox. So welcome to her. Also, what she will be doing is the Shams. So both the lectures I will do, of course, and the tutorial for Shams, that's the morning one, I will do. But the evening tutorial on Saturday, inshallah, Sister Solange will be the one who will be teaching that. And she will do a fantastic job, inshallah ta'ala. So that is another important change for you to be aware of. The policies and procedures are all here. You can like read them at your own discretion. But one thing to keep in mind here is, like, we've made a small adjustment to the course recordings. Will be available online for registered students for 1 year from the course start date. So January 9th, 2020 to January 9th, 2021. That's the extent of the course materials. Of course, you can download the books, the notes. The videos are all on YouTube. I'm not going to remove them from YouTube. So if you have like those links, you can either bookmark them. They're not going anywhere. Okay. They're all unlisted links, inshallah. But on the portal, Al-Kawthar portal, this will, after a year, go away. Okay. All those housekeeping material, housekeeping notes aside, now we get into our work today, which is the steps to Arabic. Diving right into the past tense fi'l. All right, ready, people? Ready or not? Here I come. All right. Bismillah. Here we are. We'll start with some true or false. Number one, words in Arabic can be only of three categories: ism, fi'l, or harf. True or false? This one is true. All words in Arabic are either ism, or a fi'l, or a harf. All right, good. All fi'l have root letters. True or false? The answer to this question is true. All fi'l, they have root letters. That's one of the there's a distinct feature of a fi'l. Most ism have three root letters. That is also true. Can you think of an ism that doesn't have any root letters? Sister Maria. An ism, pronoun, thank you. Pronouns are isms that don't have root letters. Very good, alhamdulillah. Okay, harf don't have root letters. True or false? That is also true. Harf don't have root letters. So this is our baseline. All fi'l have root letters. Most ism have three root letters. Harf don't have root letters. That's how we kind of understand everything. And root letters are when you have three letters, a sequence of three, that sequence of three letters or more sometimes creates meaning. And every word that comes from that same sequence of letters shares in that meaning in some way or the other. Okay? So now we have the closest approximation for a fi'l is in English is a verb. True or false? The answer, of course, is true. Alhamdulillah, the closest approximation for a fi'l is a verb. What about an ism? Well, the closest approximation for an ism is a noun. True or false? That is also true, alhamdulillah. The closest approximation for a harf is a preposition. Roughly. Alhamdulillah, fair enough. These are again basic, we're setting like the basic parameters here of our study and basic guidelines. Okay. I used to have my Telegram muted. I can't mute it anymore. What's going on? Hold on. Clear on notifications. I don't want to see any notifications. How do I do that? Settings. All right. Never mind. Let me. Alarms only. Maybe that's the one. Okay, a fi'l has an actor that's part and parcel of it. True or false? A fi'l has an actor. That's absolutely true. This is something that we had spoken about beforehand. Where when we write a fi'l in Arabic, we say, he knew. She knew. We don't write it, you know, fi'l is always has this actor as part and parcel of it. That is true. All right. Now, the actor that's part and parcel of the fi'l is a pronoun. True or false? Tricky question. We have a difference of opinion among the students there. The answer actually is true. You're like, what? What is this? Okay. Oh, that's what I was trying to get at. Alhamdulillah. Let's look at this. Look at these fi'l. He knew. They know. She knows. In English, you see there's a pronoun here, right? Yes or no? Right? Okay. Now, that's what we're going to spend this week. And the next doing is figuring out how we are able to see and understand those pronouns and translate them correctly. Okay? Okay, let's refresh our memory by revisiting the fi'l again. Okay, and let's do that by going to the textbook. Okay, so here I am in the textbook. I am looking at page number 38. Okay, if I go to the beginning of this, right, of the book, and I go to my definition of the fi'l, okay, right here, ism, fi'l, and harf, we said the fi'l is an action that takes place in time, past, present, or future. Its closest approximation in English is a verb. You agreed to that. However, in Arabic, a fi'l has an actor. A fi'l has an actor that is part and parcel of the fi'l. All right. Well, for example, the verb to know in Arabic would include the time and the actor. He knew. He knows. She knew. They will know, etc. Okay. Let's skip ahead to back to this part here. Okay. That's the same passage that I was reading from the beginning of the book. This actor, right? We said there's an actor that's part and parcel of the fi'l. All right? We're going to give this actor a Arabic name now. Okay? That name is, the actor that's part and parcel of the fi'l is called the fa'il. What is it called? Say it with me by typing it. The fa'il. If you type it as fail, no problem, because F-A-I-L will accept that, inshallah. Fa'il. Okay? Excellent. Fa'il. This fa'il, this actor that's part and parcel of the fa'il, meaning this is something that's, you cannot, this is how it comes. Okay? It cannot be removed from it. It's together when it comes. Okay? It is a special type of a pronoun. It's a special type of a pronoun. Hold that thought for a second. Before we get to that, let me go back in the book to something that's very interesting. Okay? Let me refresh your memory to where we were when it comes to the patterns for the actor and acted upon for family one, right? The patterns for actor and acted upon are very predictable. The actor pattern is like this. Alim, huh? R1, that's root letter 1 with a fatha, okay? Then an alif with a sukoon. Then you have R2 with a kasra. Then you have R3, and whatever R3, root letter 3 will have is kind of not the point right now, okay? That's the pattern, alim. Now, fa'il, if you notice, follows this pattern. Fa'il follows this pattern. Look at the examples. Okay, you have alim, the knowledgeable. You have the nasir, the helper. And you have, of course, the fa'il, the actor. Just some, the terminology, like where it's coming from. Okay, it's literally the actor. All right, so this, folks, is what we will call the actor, the fa'il. Okay, the fa'il. Now, the fa'il is a special type of pronoun. What is so special about it? Okay, special pronouns only come, these special pronouns. These special pronouns, meaning the ones, the fa'il that comes with the fa'il. They only come part and parcel of a fa'il. They're not standalone pronouns. Not standalone. Okay? Huwa, huma, hum, standalone pronouns. Isms that come by themselves. Okay? That's not what these are. Nor are they attached pronouns. Attached pronouns, if you remember, who, huma, hum, ga, you know, all those, they are attached pronouns, excuse me, but these attached pronouns can attach to isms, to harf, to fa'il, all three, correct? But these ones only come as part of a fa'il. That's why they're special, and that's why they only, we're talking about them only in the context of our study of fa'il. Okay, people? Let us look at we can break down these special pronouns for the fa'il in two categories. Number one, hidden pronoun. It's got a name in Arabic. Dhamirun mustatirun. That's literally what it means, hidden pronoun. And then the second one would be the opposite of that, a visible pronoun. The hidden pronoun is, as we'll see examples, it will become clear, it is not represented by anything in the fi'l. The visible pronoun is represented in the fi'l by something, like a letter. Okay? It will make sense in a second. Okay? Of the 14 pronouns, the hidden pronoun is the actor he and she. Okay, there were 14 pronouns that we had. We had huwa, which is he, both of them, they, right? Or they both and they. Then you have she, they both, then them, females. Then you have you, both of you, all of you, males, you, both of you, all of you, females, me or I, and then us, right? Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu. 14, okay? The attached version of it was hu huma hum, ha huma hunna, ka kuma kum, ki kuma kunna, yi or ni, and then na. Now, that's the 14. Now, the same 14 will have versions of this for the fi'il. Okay? Version of this for the fi'il and only the fi'il. Are you with me? This is why this is, we're setting the stage for something that is big. These 14 pronouns that are there in Arabic, you will have versions, special ones, only for the fa'il, and this is the 14 pronouns. You will have special versions of them only for the fa'il. Okay, so more things for you to memorize, but don't worry, this one inshallah will be easy. If we look at this word, right? Alima. All right. Let me actually go up to the chapter where we had studied the fi'l patterns, shall we? Hold on. Let's go here. Okay. Look at this, right? This was what we studied, a little bit of a while ago when it comes to the fi'l. Okay. In fact, let's start at the beginning of the chapter, family one. Okay. Family one, we had, if you recall, the present tense does not have a complete predictable pattern. The past tense does not have a complete predictable pattern, and the present tense does not have a complete predictable pattern, and the master has no plan. Okay. And you look at the word alima in Hanswear, for example, and you would say, okay, ain, la, mim are the root letters. Alima, the past tense of family one, that's the past tense. Alima, the R2 has a kasra on it. And then the R2 has a fatha in the present tense. Alima ya'lamu. Huh? Alima ya'lamu. And the masdar is going to be the one in the brackets, ilm. So that is just a refresher of family one for now. Okay. And when we were studying family one, what we had discussed was that R2, the tashkil of R2, I put a sad face there. Not because it's a sad thing, but because you have to look it up. You have to look it up in hardware. You can't predict it. And we had said R1 has a fatha. Okay, R2, you have to look it up. And then you have R3, and I put a fatha with a star here because, you know, this was going to change. This is when alima is when the translation is he knew. The actor, the fa'il, is he, right? The pronoun is he. When this pronoun changes, the tashkil of R3 will change as well. Okay, this is an important note. When the pronoun changes, the tashkil on R3 will change. What happened? All right, tashkil for R3 will change. We also might have plus additional letters might be added after R3. Okay, this is an important thing. Keep this one in mind. Maybe I'll make it as like bullet points. Okay, the tashkil for R3 will change. Additional letters might be added after R3. All right, let's keep that as a note here. Now, you notice here I had he knew. He knew. Now when we start studying this in our book now, in the study of the fi'l, in a more detailed study, we're going to look at he knew, she knew. Huh? You see that? Both of them knew. They knew, both of them female knew, they female knew, etc., etc. You see it? That's what we're trying to do now. Okay? And when we do this, when we get to that point, we're trying to understand how that happens. How does the actor change? And how does the fi'l change with that actor? What we have to keep in mind, folks, is that what really matters for us is what's on R3, okay? What's on R3, what comes after R3. What's before R3 right now is somewhat irrelevant to us, okay? Because, these changes apply to all fi'ls, all families the same way, okay? But R3, root letter 3, particularly here, takes extra importance. So this star now will go away. And we'll start replacing it with actual, definitive tashkil. And that will be the tashkil for R3. Okay, let us, with that long introduction, dive in. And every time I close the wrong split. Okay. Okay, look at this. Alima. Huh? Look at the pattern. I don't care what's before R3. But what does my R3 have, folks? R3 has a fatha. Excellent. Jazakumullahu khair. All right. Alima. Alima. This, what does it mean? This means he knew. Correct? He knew. Now when we study fi'l, here is the question we're going to ask. What's the question that we ask? What is the actor? Or rather, who is the actor? The actor, in this case, is the hidden pronoun he. The hidden pronoun he. Make sense? Let's try another example. We had in our book, we had done Ja'ala, right? Oh, sorry. We had Nasara, right? Na-sa-ra. Good question, Mr. Sadiq, but don't worry. We'll hold on to that thought for a sec, okay? This will become more obvious once we have studied the visible type, okay? Let me zoom out here. Fit this onto the screen, all in one place. Okay, maybe I should also buy a little bit of more real estate by hiding this. Okay, people, tell me, Nasara, what's my R3? R3 is fatha, right? That's my pattern, R3 with fatha. Nothing else after it, okay? R3 with fatha and nothing else after R3. Okay? This would mean what? He helped. He helped. Nasara means to help. Okay? And the actor is what? Actor is, this is what I want you to say, hidden pronoun he. Okay, it's a lot thing, it's a mouthful. You can type HP he. Okay, hidden pronoun he. Can you do that, please? Yay, excellent. If someone was to look at like the chat, the log, they'd be like, what is this? People are typing random things here. Okay, let's look at another one. Kafara. All right. R3, does it have fatha? Yes. Anything after R3? No. Great. This is he, right? What is the translation of this, people? This is past tense, Abu Salim. He disbelieved. Correct? He disbelieved. Okay, actor. Hidden pronoun he. All right. Does that make sense so far? Okay. If you look at some examples of the Quran, let's go to our friend Tanzil.net. Sorry, I'm trying to the wrong corpus. Hold on.com. So folks, just give me a minute here, so I'll be right back. All right, sorry about that. All right, if you were to look at the Quran dictionary and we look at the verb frequency, right? Alima, for example, if I look at the Quran dictionary for Alima, right? Let us go to one example that I think is a good one. Look at this one. Okay. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Certainly Allah was pleased with the believers when they pledged allegiance to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under the tree. This is talking about the treaty of Hudaybiyah. Okay, fa'alima. Fa is a means then. It's a type of a connector. Fa'alima. You see alima. All right, that's a fi'l. Yes or no? Alima is my fi'l. Alima. R3 has a fatha. Correct. Anything after R3? Nothing. Okay? So, what is my actor? Actor is hidden pronoun he. Hidden pronoun he. When I say anything after R3, that means within the same word. Ma, of course, is a different word. Fi afterwards is a different word. Okay? But alima, right there, the word has ended. Hidden pronoun he. Look at the translation. So he knew. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. He knew what was in their hearts. All right. Let's try another one. فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. أَنزَلَ. Is that a fi'l? أَنزَلَ. Is that a fi'l? We've seen that fi'l quite a bit before, haven't we? Excellent. Okay. What's the R3 for أَنزَلَ? Right, the lam with a fatha. Right, the lam with a fatha. Yes, great. The word after then, that's the last part of the word. The next word begins after it, as sakina. Okay, R3 has a fatha. Very good. Anzala as sakina. So this is a fi'il. What is the hidden pronoun? Sorry, what is the actor? Hidden pronoun he. Translation. He sent down. He sent down. فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ. He sent down tranquility upon their hearts and rewarded them with an imminent conquest. وَجَعَلَ مِنْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Okay? So that is an example from the Quran of how we have the actor as hidden pronoun he. All right, next up is the hidden pronoun she. Are you with me, people? Look at the pattern. The pattern for the hidden pronoun she is what? Alimat. R3 with the fatha, and then after that I have ta with a sukoon. Great. The hidden pronoun you can understand from the context. What we're trying to do, Brother Musa, is hidden pronouns. We have to know. This is part of learning. This is the objective that we have for learning in fi'il. Learn when a pronoun is hidden, when a pronoun is not hidden. Okay? The implications of this will become clear to you in the next few weeks. Okay? But this is a learning objective for learning fi'il. When is the pronoun? Firstly, there's a pronoun. Always with the fan. Number two, when is that pronoun hidden? So it's just the meaning is there. And when is it visible? There's like a letter that represents it. Okay? You with me? This is how we have to learn this. That's one of the things we're trying to learn. Not just context here. Okay? Okay, let's see examples. Examples will make things clearer. Alimat. Okay? The ta here, we will say, is the ta that signifies that the pronoun is a female, but we will still consider she, the pronoun she, to be a hidden pronoun. Okay? Alimat. The translation of alimat is she knew. What is the actor? The actor is hidden pronoun she. Hidden pronoun she. Okay? Let us try for Nasara. Ah, excellent question, Sister Mahdiya. Let's try a couple of examples and then we'll see that. Okay? Nasara, how would I say she helped? She helped. That's what I need to know. How do I say that? Na sa nasarat. Nasa rat. You with me, people? Oh, what happened there? She helped. Actor. In nasarat. Hidden pronoun she. Great. How do I say she disbelieved? Sorry, I'm just gonna bunch this up together a little bit here. She disbelieved. She disbelieved. Kafarat. Kafarat. She disbelieved. The actor is hidden pronoun she. Very nice. Look at the Quran. Let's look at an example from the Quran here. If I go to Tanzil and I go to the last juz. Sorry. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت. What do you spot so much of? I hope you do. Hidden pronoun she, all over the place. Yeah? Hidden pronoun she is like everywhere here. Okay? Look at this. Either excuse me. As-sama, idha as-sama'u infatarat, when the sky is cleft asunder. I think it means to like rip open. Infatarat. Okay. R3 is Ra here, by the way. R3 is Ra. Has a Fatha. Yes. Followed by Ta. In Fatarat. This is my fi'l. And the hidden pronoun is she. Okay. Kawakibun. Wa'idha al-kawakibun tatharat. Same thing. Let's look at Alimat. Huh? Alimat. Musa is saying it can be it. You're right. In Arabic, he and she are both used for it. That's one of the reasons why the hidden pronoun is for he and she. Okay? That's one of the reasons why. Alimat. The meaning of alimat is She knew, right? Great. And the actor here is what? Hidden pronoun, she. Excellent question from brother Salim. Isms are female in the ayah. Nafs is a she. Correct. Let's talk about that when we get to, where is my, when we get to this part of the course, it's a good observation. Please make it. When we get to this part, jumla fa'liya. Okay. That's when we'll talk about why is it she? Alimat. Okay. Is that okay? Can we defer that question to that point? Right now, the focus is to spot she hidden pronoun. Qaddamat. You see that? Qaddamat. Hidden pronoun. She. Akharat. Hidden pronoun. She. All right. So that's the example for us there. This is the two instances of the hidden pronoun. Okay. Now, now let's look at the visible pronoun. All right. The visible pronoun, the one that is apparent in some way. Both of them knew. Let's start with that. Both of them knew. How do I write that? The way to write that is alima. How? Alima, like that. You with me, people? Alima, what do you notice here? You have R3 fatha. And after that, what do you have? After that, you have, in fact, Sister Sabar, it's not Alif, not Hamzatul Wasl. It is a Alif with a Sukun. All right. How long is this in terms of pronunciation? Units of pronunciation. It is two, right? Fatha followed by alif and sukun, ma alima. Okay, that's the pattern for when we have what? The actor as, when we have both of them new. The fa'il, the actor is both of them. Okay, now let's write this out. Okay, this is important. I want you to pay attention to this one, please. Alima. Okay. The meaning of alima is both of them knew. What is my actor? Okay, this is the question. The question is, what is my actor? My actor is alif with the sukun. My actor is alif with the sukun. What does it represent? What does it represent? What do you think, people? Two people, both of them, right? Both of them. You with me? Maybe I should say, who does it represent? Or what is fine? Are you with me, people? Let's try to make both of them helped. How would you say that? Would you say both of them helped? Oh, mashallah, brother Salim. They're like doing like a long mud there. Nasara. I hope you're not like yelling this out. Nasara. Your wife is like, what is happening here? Oh, boy. Even worse. There was a... I remember when I was studying this... In Egypt, so one of our teachers told a joke. He's like, it was like two people fighting, and back in the day, this is like a fable, okay? And then one of the guys was like a grammarian, okay? So, and the other guy was like a normal guy. So he said, you know what, the normal guy said, I'm going to get this grammarian into trouble in front of the court by showing that he's crazy, okay? So so they went to the court, the judge is there. So this the normal guy is like, okay, Your Honor, I have a question for this guy. He says, okay, conjugate this verb for me. Okay, that's like a really bizarre verb. What we're doing right now is conjugation. So he starts to conjugate, and he's making these random noises because the conjugation is hard, right? Ti, tia, u. And the man turns to the judge. He says, look, judge, he's crazy. And I was like, yes, he's crazy. You're free to go. So that's the idea behind the conjugation of the fi'l, that it sounds, when you're doing it, it sounds crazy. Not with long mad, it's just it's two harakat. That's all it is. Two harakat. I don't know if you found that funny now, but when I read it, I was quite amused by that tale. Anyway, the actor in this case, Nasara, what's the actor? Tell me, people. The actor is. No. The actor is. Alif, which is good. This Fatima is not it's not hidden pronoun anymore. Hidden pronoun, there is no letter. Are you with me, people? Hidden pronoun, there's no letter. We would say hidden pronoun he. But now we will say the actor is what? The alif with the sukoon. You can just say alif if you want, but alif and sukun is more precise. What does it represent? Represents what? Both of them. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, please say for me. Both of them disbelieved. How would I say that? Both of them disbelieved. Kafara. The pattern remains the same. Arti fatha followed by an alif. It is good. Kafara. All right, very good. The meaning of that is both of them disbelieved. Okay, people, tell me the actor. It can't be hidden pronoun anymore. The actor is alif with sukoon, mashallah. And the what does it represent? Both of them. Now, Sister Mahdi has a good question. Do we write sukoon on the alif? No, you don't. I'm just writing it for the sake of making it clear to you, but as you will see in the Quran, as we'll see in a minute, the alif with the sukun, the sukun on the alif is generally not written, right? Remember that we spoke about that very, very early on in steps to Arabic 1. Okay, let's look at an example from the Quran. Excellent question, Brother Saud. Am I saying the alif with the sukoon is the visible part? That's exactly what we're saying. The alif with the sukoon is the visible pronoun. Okay? All right. Look at this. فَأَكَلَ فَأَكَلَ مِنْهَا فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. Okay, look at this. فَأَكَلَ. You see that? Akala means to eat. Huh? Akala means what? Akala with the pronoun, with the actor. With the actor. Now we both. Not he. Akala. Arthi is a fatha, followed by alif. Both of them ate. Excellent. Both of them ate. Yeah? What's my actor? Alif, the sukoon, right? Now notice when I write, when the Quran is written, right? The script omits the alif, omits the sukoon. I know, I'm going to address that, Sister Samar Barasadi. Give me a minute, please. Look, these aren't my rules. I'm not making this up, okay? I'm teaching you the way it is, all right? And there's actually wisdom in it, but you have to just give me a minute to help you see. I know. Just, what does it represent? Represents both of them, right? Of course, in the ayah, both of them is who? The ayah in both of them is Adam and Hawa, right? Adam and Hawa, both of them ate from this tree. Okay, that was when they were in Jannah. Okay. All right. There is a concern. The concern is that, look at this. The actor for Alima is the visible pronoun alif with the sukoon. Okay. Let me make this a little bit of a big, bigger here. Like, okay. The actor, let's look at this. Actor for Alima is the hidden pronoun he. Actor for Alimat is the hidden pronoun she. Actor for Alima is the visible pronoun alif, right? Alif at sukun. Representing both of them. Now, you would say very, very correctly, well, there's a ta here. Shouldn't the ta be something that is the representative or is the visible pronoun? Was that a question that you have? How many of you are thinking that? A few of you are thinking that. Good. You can think that, and you are right to think that. Now, here is... I didn't make these rules. Okay? Don't come for my neck. I am going to follow the rules of how the Arabic grammar is. Now, here is the interesting situation. The Arabic grammar has these little quirks. You can say, well, why is this? Why is that? And the answer in Arabic grammar books is always al-istiqra wa-tatabba. This is how the foundations of the grammar was laid. Now, later on, once you have studied enough of the grammar, you start to see, I understand why they made this little quirk in the very beginning. Okay? But at this junction, it was just, it's just like, well, you should just call it the hidden, you should call it the visible pronoun and just make it easy and end it, right? But there is a legitimate reason. I'll give you like a taste of the reasoning. The two hidden pronouns, he and she, represent it, right? He or she, the singular masculine, singular feminine, represents what? It, right? In Arabic, there's no it. It's he or she. So that is one of the reasons for these two to be like special. Okay? And to differentiate between the two, he and she, there has to be something. Right? They call this ta the ta ut-tanith. the Ta of femininity, I think that's how you pronounce it, or the Ta of specifying something is feminine. But in reality, this is how it is, and we kind of have to accept it the way it is. Why? This will make sense a little bit later down the road. Okay? Its implications would be more obvious down the road. People don't seem impressed. No problem. Hey, it's not if I say so, all right? If the easiest thing would be just to make them all like one thing and yalla, go ahead. But we're trying to be precise because that is how it will help us down the road, inshallah. Okay? All right. Akala. Another example from the Quran is Ja'ala. Ja'ala. Okay? All right, look at this ayah. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا. When he gave them a righteous child, gave both of them a righteous child, جَعَلَا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِيمَا أَتَاهُمَا. They began to ascribe others a share in the gift they have received. Meaning, they started to do shirk. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah is above their shirk. The idea here again is, the story is a long story here. Is like a couple that couldn't conceive, and they made dua that, oh Allah, if you are able to, if you give us a child, we will be, لَئِنْ أَتَيْتَنَا صَالِحًا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. We will be very thankful to you if you give us a child. Then when Allah gives them a child, very grateful, they start to, instead of thank Allah, thank like other deities or associate that to someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? The idea being in tough times, they turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, please help us out. We'll be really grateful if you did so. But when times are easy, they're like, eh, you know, this is this, this is that. And they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above their shirk and above what they are like ascribing to him. And above this attitude that they have of this very fleeting attitude, Allah is above all of that. He doesn't need that. May Allah make us of the shakirin. Amin ya Rab. The shahid, the point from the ayah to note is ja'ala. All right, I want you to help me out here, people. How would I translate ja'ala? How would I translate ja'ala? Help me out, people. Ja'ala means to make. Okay, if you forget. Both. All right. Both of them made. Okay. Actor. Alif. With. Sukun. Thank you. Okay. Even this Alif has a sukun in the Quran, but it's not written. I'm writing it here just to make it consistent for you. The rule, I think Sister Mahdi asked this question. If the alif is stretching the sound from one haraka to two, they don't put a sukun on it. Okay? Or alif or a waw is stretching the sound. See, this from one haraka to two, they don't put the sukun on it. This is the, you know, current Quran's notation. Okay? That's all. Okay, what does it represent? It represents both of them, right? Are you with me, people? Okay, now, I have both of them new. I now need to cover they, male, new, the plural. Okay? Is this going to be a hidden pronoun? Hidden pronoun, people? Not a hidden pronoun. This is going to be a visible pronoun. Okay? Hidden pronoun is only for he and only for she. That's it. Okay? Everything else is a visible pronoun. Okay, look at the pattern for alimu. They knew. What is the pattern? I have R3 dhamma. Now I'm gonna not write asterisk. I'm gonna actually put like definitively dhamma. Then I have waw with the sukoon. Then I have an alif. You're like, ya salam. Why is there an alif here? Let's, before we talk about why, why or why not, let us try to understand. Let's try to practice this. Okay. Alimu. Alimu means they, male, you know, plural for the male, for males, they knew. The actor in this case, folks, is going to be the waw. The waw with the sukoon. Alright? Not the alif. Not the alif. I'll tell you what the alif is in a minute. Please don't run away. Represent. What does it represent? They. They masculine. Okay? Salim has left the chat. Okay, what's up with the alif? I'll tell you in a second. Okay, first help me out. Tell me, how would I say they helped? Masculine, of course, here. No, I'm just saying, don't say that. All right, how do I say this? How would I say they helped? Na sa ru. Excellent. Na sa ru, they helped. Tell me, who is the actor? The actor is waw with the sukoon. Very good. What does it represent? They, the masculine. Okay. Excellent. How would I say they, masculine, disbelieved? How would I say that, people? Excellent. Kafa. Kafaru, mashallah. Mashallah, you guys are hilarious. Actor, what is the actor? Wow, with the sukoon, yay. What does it represent? They, masculine. All right, very good. What's up with the alif? Okay, let us open up like, okay, look, this is kafaru, right? Back in the day, they would write the Quran with no tashkeel. Okay? It would be written like this. Alright? Now, if you were to write the Quran with no tashkeel, and you're writing it on like parchment or some random paper, and there's folds and whatnot, and imagine you didn't have this alif. What would happen very easily is the following. Your paper could fold, and what does the word now become? What is this now? People could confuse it to be and, right? Kafara and. Isn't that right? The actor changed. You changed the actor. Didn't you? So that, to prevent that, this is a, to prevent the waw, the actor, waw with the sukoon, from being confused as and, the spelling rule is to add an alif after, at the end. At the end. This is called, it's called, believe it or not, aliful wiqaya. Oops. Aliful wiqaya. The alif, The protecting Aleph, protector, I guess, Aleph. Because what is it? What is it doing? What is it doing? It's protecting the wow. All right, alhamdulillah. Right, it's protecting the wow. Okay, so that, folks, is the idea. From getting separated from the word, from being mistaken as, and from, you know, not becoming something other than the actor representing they, the plural. Okay, identity protection. Yes. So this is the reasoning. Okay, people, let's look at an example from the Quran. Let's look at the very beginning of the Quran, Surah Baqarah. That's not the beginning of the Quran. That would be the beginning of the Quran. Okay, look at this. Kafaru. You see that? Inna alladhina kafaru. This is an alif. It's not really a sukoon. It's more like a zero. Okay? The alif al-wiqaya has like a bizarre appearance. But that is how it's written, right? And is there to protect the wow, which is the actor. Sword and shield. Fair enough. Alhamdulillah. Other examples is, for example, if I was to go, I'll show you an ayah that is quite interesting. Okay. Okay, look at this ayah. I'll paste this as like an example for you in the class notes. Okay, just something, just a FYI for you, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, look at this example. Inna alladhina amanu. Amanu. They believed. The actor is? What's the actor? The wow with the sukun, thank you. Right? Representing they. Thumma, then, kafaru, they disbelieved. Subhanallah. Wow is the actor. Representing they. Thumma amanu. Then they believed. What's the actor? Wow with the sukun. Correct? Notice again how the alif of protection, alif al-wiqaya, appears everywhere, right? Thumma kafaru, then disbelief again, Allahu musta'an. Wow of, the wow for the actor, and the alif of protection is right there. Yes? Thumma, then, izdadu. Izdadu is a fi'l from family number 8, if I'm not mistaken. And again, notice how R3, which is dal, has a dhamma, right? Just like R3 had a dhamma, R3 had a dhamma, R3 had a dhamma, R3 had a dhamma, followed by a waw, huh? Followed by with an alif, the protector alif. That's the pattern, folks. For they, right? That's the pattern. Then they disbelieve or they increase kufran in their disbelief. لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا. Allah will not forgive them, or Allah will never forgive them, and nor will He guide them May Allah protect us from the trial of this kind of doubts and disbelief. Ameen ya Rabbal Ameen. Is the alif after kufran that's doing the same thing? Okay, excellent question, Brother Salim. Why do you think this alif is here? Can someone answer this question for me? Let's start by saying, is this an ism or a fi'l? This is a ism. MashaAllah, Sister Halima, well done. Right? And this status of this ism is a is mansub. Correct? Kufran. Correct? Nasb or mansub, same thing. Kufran, very good. And this was our spelling rule, right? When you have a word that is mansub written like this, you have to have the alif after it. Remember that? So that is the alif, their spelling rule to write mansub words. This is the protector alif. You notice also, interestingly, how this in the Quran script is written, and there's like a little zero here, and a little zero here, but this guy is written with no, like nothing on top of it. Right? So even the calligrapher of the Quran is trying to give you the idea that this is a different type of alif, and this is a different type of alif. Does that make sense? Okay, alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Let's look at the last two that we're doing today. Okay? Alima, both of them knew. Alimu, they knew. Huh? Both of them female. Alimata. What is it? Alimata. R3 with a fatha followed by a ta. The Alimata, the actor for Alimata is the visible pronoun ta. The visible pronoun ta. Representing what? Representing both of them. Okay, very good. And lastly, Alimna. Alimna. Tell me if you notice something different about R3 in Alimna versus the rest of these. Sukun. Okay. Excellent. These R3s, Alimata, Alimu, Alima, these are R3s that is a haraka, right? It's a tashkil that is pronounced. Fatha or Dhamma. This is a sukun, a tashkil that is not pronounced. Okay? Like there's no, like it's pronounced, but like there's no sound, right? That's what the sukun is. It's the absence of the sound. Every word after this, you know, you, both of you, you all, you female, all the way to the end, now we'll have R3 sukun. Okay? Alimna. R3 sukun, followed by noon with a fatha. Alimna. They, female, new. The actor for the visible of alimna is the visible pronoun, noon with a fatha, representing they, female. All right? Let us look at a couple of examples and then we'll inshallah end. Let's do a couple of examples of how would I say they let's say disbelieved. This is they two females disbelieved. How would I say that? Let me put the thing here for you. If I can kindly do this. This would be. Kafarata. Okay, this doesn't come that often in the Quran. It comes in a couple of places. I misspoke in the morning class that I said this. It doesn't come in the Quran. And Zakla Khair Sister Solaj for reminding me that it does come in Surah Tahrim. And I believe also in Surah. I think actually in Surah Tahrim exclusively, I believe. Regardless, it does come in the Quran, but it's quite rare. Two women are referenced like they two. Okay, but kafarata, you know, it's something for us to know and notice, but something for us to focus on is the other ones. Okay, kafarata, they two disbelieved. Let's quickly do the actor for this is. Actor for this is. Close, Sister Umbariyam. But we'll say ta, right? The actor for this is ta. Represents. Oh. Both of them females, right? Two females. Very good. Let's do also they female disbelieved. How would I say that? The pattern is right there for you. Kafarna. Kafarna. You with me, people? The actor for kafarna is Noon with the Fatha. Thank you. Noon with the Fatha. What does it represent? Represents the female. Make sense? So if you were to do this, we would have Alima. He knew. Alima. Both of them knew. Alimu. They knew. Alimat. She knew. Alimata. Both of them females knew. Alimna. They females knew. Make sense? You can try to do this. We're going to do a lot more of this, inshallah, on Monday and in the tutorial. Get ready. The tutorial is going to be just typing. But it'll be good because you will, inshallah, practice and get really good at this, inshallah. Look at this last ayah before we end today. فَلَمَّا سَبِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْهُنَّ سِكِّينَ. This is from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and we're talking about a group of women. That's why we're in this ayah. Because they're going to now have they're going to have a interaction with Yusuf alayhi salam. Okay, the Sami'at, the actor in Sami'at is what? Sami'at is hidden pronoun, she. Jazakallah khair. Hidden pronoun, she. She heard of their plot. Arsalat, actor. Hidden pronoun, she. She sent for them. وَأَعْتَدَتْ actor, hidden pronoun, she prepared for them مُتَّكَأَ a place to like sit and eat and relax, a party. Okay, وَأَعْتَدَتْ actor, hidden pronoun, she. Again, she gave every one of them a sikkeen, a knife. Okay, so this is, as you can see, right, this is the wife of the Aziz, the lady who tried to have an affair with Yusuf alayhi salam, and he rejected. She now is trying to save her own reputation, so she does this for her friends. Okay, then she says, "Ukhruj ilayhinna, come out to them." Falamma ra'aynahu, when they saw him, akbarnahu, they were amazed by him. Wa qatta'na, qatta'a is to cut or chop. قطعنا. What is the translation of this? قطعنا. The female, cut. Excellent. What's the actor? قطعنا. نون بفتحة. What does it represent? The female, right? قَطَعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ, they cut their hands and they said, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. They were like, wow, this is not a human being. This is an angel. SubhanAllah. So this is, as you can see, an example of that. Alhamdulillah. Today we covered the first part of our study of the conjugation. That's what it's called. The fi'il, how the pronoun is part and parcel of the fi'il, how this is a special type of a pronoun, okay, and how we're gonna see it change this, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, Yes, this is the textbook, and it's updated dynamically as we go through the content, inshallah. Okay, jazakallahu khairan. Both of this is going to be uploaded right here on the right here for the class notes and right here for the textbook. No classes this weekend, no tutorial, inshallah ta'ala. I will see you all bi-idhnillahi ta'ala on Monday, and then on Monday we're going to have another solid session finishing the rest of the pronouns. Okay, jazakallahu khairan. Please come ready and prepare. I know you always do. Barakallahu feekum. I hope this was a good re-entry into the world of learning Arabic. Alhamdulillah. And now we're in fi'il. But I kid you not, this is one of the most rewarding things you'll do. Because once we do this, you start to see in the Quran these patterns everywhere. Inshallah. Okay. Jazakallahu khairan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that is it.